On a bluebird day in mid-January, brothers Carson and Wyndham May, both ski instructors at Sugar Bowl Resort, had a day off to enjoy one of their favorite activities. This is what Wyndham, the younger brother, remembers.
We were free skiing together with our good buddy of ours, and we were just, you know, having a great day. It was, the beginning was actually really clear, and then around noon or 1 o'clock, a pretty nasty storm rolled in.
The brothers decided to separate so Carson could ski back to get his personal items from the resort, taking a nearby route that was out of bounds.
It's something that a lot of people do. I think they don't really think about the terrain that's just off the other side of the ridge when you're going off that way. So what normally would be a pretty relaxed route back into the locker room, you know, it's nothing beyond like a blue level run. The storm became so disorienting, it, you know, allowed him to get off track.
By next morning, Wyndham began to worry.
I got to work pretty early and I saw his stuff at his locker room, and that's, you know, I notified people immediately, and that was kind of when it started.
Happening now, a search for a missing skier in the Sierra. Sugar Bowl ski instructor Carson May has been missing for at least 24 hours now.
Rescue crews are up against time and another storm, and with more snow coming in, the window for good weather is closing quickly.
The Placer County Sheriff's Office led the search and rescue mission. Sugar Bowl Ski Patrol and Tahoe Nordic Search and Rescue volunteers, along with avalanche dogs, helped. Carson's father, Mike May, says he felt desperate. As a tech entrepreneur, he immediately started researching any device that could find his son.
There's got to be something. I've spent my life innovating technology and finding workarounds as a person who's been blind since age 3.
Mike's exhaustive search included looking into drones, cell phone location tools, ground-penetrating radar, and even super-sensitive human detection devices. But time was not on his side.
Well, as you say, Galston, not the news that anyone wanted to hear today here at Sugar Bowl. The Placer County Sheriff's Department says it no longer considers this as a rescue operation, but rather as a recovery operation.
It would be nearly 6 weeks before Carson's body was recovered at the end of February. Mike says it seems Carson was caught in an avalanche. He acknowledges that most likely technology would not have saved his son, but it could have reduced the risk to searchers.
It's dangerous for them to be out in avalanche country, and we want to keep somebody else from getting hurt by having technology to help leverage what they're doing.
Leveraging technology is what gets Richard Kelly out of bed each day. He's the chief engineer at Nevada Advanced Autonomous Systems Innovation Center, or NASIC. Kelly says UAV developers have been looking to adapt drones for search and rescue. He demonstrates the speed and agility of one particular model.
The drone I'll be flying today is a fairly small quadcopter. It has basically four arms, and at the end of each arm, you have a small propeller. It's something that you can hold very easily. It'll fit on a coffee table.
A camera could be easily mounted to this drone, making it ideal for surveying remote locations.
You could set it down, take it off, and very quickly gain situational awareness of what's going on. And it would not surprise me if we see something like this flying for search and rescue in the very near future.
This device runs about $700, reasonable for small rescue operations. Kelly notes that one limitation is short battery life, which could be improved upon. Keeping tabs on drones is Tahoe Nordic Search and Rescue President Chris McConnell, who was involved in Carson's search. He's also a fixed-wing aircraft pilot.
It's the early days for drones. The deployment and search and rescue, you're seeing agencies around the country start to dabble in it. I think it's limited success, but the applications show promise.
McConnell says that in the Tahoe area, weather factors heavily into drone use.
During blizzards, these are really difficult conditions. You're talking about very heavy snowfalls with, you know, inches, if not feet per hour. To be able to fly in those environments is really low.
McConnell says his team was distraught about not finding Carson alive. As for Mike May, he will keep sharing his son's story, and he won't stop looking for better solutions.
Ultimately, it was traditional search mission using ground crews with search dogs that found him. But I did find other things that could potentially in the future be helpful in finding a body under snow.
Mike remembers his son as a passionate young man. Carson May would have turned 24 years old this year. I'm Ann Gray for Reno Public Radio News.